Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Forget to put my. I get excited when I see Colleen over there because Colleen is like, I guess we are the head of the class from all of the we've had here. She's at NFL Network now. She was once a part of our show many years ago. Like many, she used us as a stepping stone to greatness. And she is now at NFL Network, and she's on the line from the West Coast. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, you know what? I love coming on the show because you guys just shower me with compliments.
We love
it's
you.
Wonderful.
And you're killing it. You love. Do
Thank
you love
you.
Your job? Do you love your job?
How could I not love it? It's amazing. I live in L.A. and talk about football for a living. Like, I don't know how I got this lucky.
All right. Well, I want to start with this because this poll came out today, Carl, saying that the Eagles fan experience is the worst of the five in our city. You went to Eagles games. You go to games all over the country. How is our fan experience compared to those in other NFL cities?
This poll is crazy. I have no idea how this is possible because the Eagles games are so much fun. What is this even based on? The Eagles have a really good fan experience. I think the stadium is really well built, and they have a ton of different things in there, restaurants, bars. What are they, crazy? What's
I don't know.
Happening? Why?
I don't know. Kyle, I guess because they said that the traffic is bad.
Yeah, traffic
the prices
stinks.
Are not good. Some of the
Have they
fans...
not been to L.A.? The traffic's awful here.
It sure is. In fact, Kyle, I was
news,
going to bring this up. Kyle,
flash.
I don't know if you heard this, but there's a game in L.A. on December 10th, I think, the Eagles. And we're bringing a whole bunch of people out to Los Angeles. Mm. And it would really help us if we had, some tips on what to do with these people.
Oh, I got you guys covered.
We do.
You can just bring the whole city out. It's going to be completely fine. What could go wrong?
Well, all right, wait a minute, Kyle. Wait a minute. No, hold on. One of the things I told him I was going to do, I'm bringing them all. We could end up with 60, 70 people. I don't know how many people are going to. Kyle, I'm bringing them all to an In-N-Out burger. Because most of them have never had one. You've had one, right?
Oh, my God. It's delicious. Yeah, and you have to get the fries animal style.
There it is. There it is. This girl. I taught this girl. I've had a problem. Believe it or not, I'm kind of having a feud right now with Ray Dininger. Because
what? Why?
Because Ray says he sees the Eagles as maybe an 8-8 team. He's scared about the schedule. Kyle, you look at the whole league. I think the Eagles are better than that because I think Wentz is better now. Tell me what you think. Give me your assessment of the Eagles as we enter game two of the preseason tonight.
Okay, so I feel really good about the Eagles. I would give them at least double-digit wins. I think Carson Wentz now, he's obviously going to take another step forward because of the weapons that they put around him. Alshon Jeffrey immediately improves them in the red zone. I think they were 24th ranked last year. That was awful. You look at their receivers that they had last year, they only had one receiver with more than 36 catches. They had no production on the outside. So you have Alshon, you have Torrey Smith, and then you have LeGarrette Blount. We saw that he can be productive. Obviously, it's only the preseason, but they use their tight ends a ton. They built this offseason around Carson Wentz. He has to improve. And he looked good last season. Not to mention, I'm in love with them bringing in Ronald Darby. I was so huge on him in 2015 when he was a rookie. I thought that he should have been Defensive Rookie of the Year instead of Marcus Peters. He played wonderful. And then when he took a little step back last year because he's not a great fit in Sean McDermott's zone scheme. He's way, way better as a man coverage guy, so he's going to be so much better in Jim Schwartz's system, and he already said it. And that was one of their biggest weaknesses.
Kyle, at what point did you become more knowledgeable than me?
About
when
8 years
born.
Ago.
She was the student. And listen to her now. She did an awesome job of breaking it down. You love the Darby deal, right? That was a surprise, right, that you would make a trade at this stage in the season when most teams have already locked in their rosters. You guys were surprised by that, right, Kyle?
I was shocked by it. I was shocked. I knew that the Bills were already sort of in this, like, rebuilding mode. But then when they sent Sammy Watkins to the Rams and Ronald Darby to the Eagles, I mean, they just hit the fast-forward button on that. They're jumping in with the Jets and just trying to get draft picks. And they did a good job with it. But they knew that these two players were young and talented, and they weren't going to be with the team for the long haul. So it was kind of smart on the Bills' behalf, but the Eagles really worked out. It worked out great for them.
Hey, Carl, one of the reactions is weird because everybody loved Jordan Matthews. He's a great guy, right? But he leaves, yeah. And everybody felt terrible for him because he had to go to Buffalo, right? Carl, if they had told you when they hired you at NFL Network and they said, we're going to station you in Buffalo, that's a tough sell, right? Because you've probably been there, too. It's not a great place to live.
Well, I would just maybe frame it as, can you fly me there on the weekends? And then I'll just stay wherever I am at this point.
And I'll tell you why. And I'm going to tell everybody why. Because you're very happily married to the great John
Gonzalez.
Gonzo
would have loved to move to Buffalo.
That's right. Oh, my God. I don't know. That might be grounds for divorce.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Carl, I'm concerned about what happened on the last week. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about this because, and this is probably, I'm going to guarantee you this, and she won't admit it because she's very humble. This isn't the first time a player took a run at Colleen Wolf. She's gorgeous, all right? But I'm going to play this, Kyle. You got to explain to me what you're experiencing. You're on the air live with Marshawn Lynch, and here's what happened.
Listen, I like soul food, so when I saw that, I was like, oh. He got a soul food.
So that's my first date to the soul
food. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Money. I'm sorry. You can't.
Yes,
I'm
married.
The notes.
That is
very nice. No,
thank you. Thank you.
Very nice. So we will not be dating.
No.
We're going on a date to the soul food restaurant. Hey,
you can come
back. I'm going to charge you a little extra, though, just because I'm going to charge him a little bit more, too.
Kyle, he asked you out to a soul food restaurant, right?
That happened. You know, for a minute I forgot that we were live on the air because, like, obviously that has never happened before in my life when I'm on a show.
Right.
And the first thing that John says to me is, I can't believe he's going to charge me extra to go. Like, he was more concerned about the soul food prices than anything
but Kyle,
else.
He knew you were married, no?
I mean, he discovered that pretty quickly.
All right, okay. But can you just tell me, is that the first time that's happened?
On the air, yes.
All right.
Behind the scenes, maybe
not. Hold on. Off the air, how common is it?
I mean, it's really not that common.
No, Hollis is not in here. Like, Hollis, it happens with, this is one of the.
You can't help it.
All right, is John the jealous type, Kyle?
No, and if he was, we wouldn't be married.
Really? Because I would be jealous.
I was cracking up.
You and I could have never been married. Wait a minute. What are you laughing about?
Oh, yeah, that's the reason.
Angela, you're hilarious.
No.
Kyle, right to kiss her.
This is unbelievable. Right. So it was, I'll bet, though, what was the reaction? Right? There must have been a big reaction that this happened on the air.
I mean, so Michael Robinson, who I was sitting with, he had a couple, like, front office type people texting him about it. Like, this was, my mentions at that point on Twitter were dead to me. I couldn't even go back through. That was it. I had to move forward in my life, and there was no looking back at that point.
Really? Well, I got to tell you something. Mike Mack checked the tape, and he said you're a first-round draft pick.
Oh, God. Wow.
Kyle, you're the best. You know we love you. And we are coming to L.A., so keep your calendar clear around that December 10th date. So maybe you could be our tour guide as we take a whole bunch of Eagle fans around L.A.
I'll Santa have Monica the parade Pier? Route waiting.
All right, that's fine. Kyle, you look like you're really looking forward to it. Kyle, continued success.
I can't wait, guys.
Say hi to John for us.
All right, will do. Thanks, guys.
The great Colleen Wolf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.